And this gospel reading today is fulfilled in your hearing, because I had the cataracts taken off last Tuesday. So I'm able to see better now. For a long time, I didn't even know I was living with Father Jerome and Father Corwin. Maybe it was a good idea, I don't know. Anyway, it's providential that I had to be preaching on this Sunday. The story in today's gospel illustrates our Lord's compassion and power. Remember, the blind man did not even ask for a cure. Jesus is the one that noticed him. It also suggests that his mission is to impart religious insights to those who are spiritually blind. The point which is frequently made in John's gospel, in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. And again, I am the light of the world. Baptism is illumination. At that very moment, God says to us, "Let there be light." The minister gave a little candle lit from the Easter, from the Paschal candle, representing Christ, and gave it to the sponsors or to the parent and said, "Receive the light of Christ and keep it burning until the day of the Lord." The anointing, again in the Old Testament, was a symbol of God's Spirit taking possession of his chosen one. Samuel went to Jesse to select a king for Israel. 7 sons came forward. Samuel said, "God doesn't want either one of them. Don't you have another one?" Oh, he said, "Yeah, there is one. He is tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him." So he came. He said, "Here, he is the one." He was anointed. And David became the king of Israel. He reigned for 40 years. At baptism, we also are anointed, because oil symbolizes strength, the Holy Spirit taking possession of us. As you know, even kings and queens are anointed with oil on their coronation. And priests, as you know, at the ordination, they have their hands anointed too. Now, the oil that we use most of the time is kind of perfumed oil, because there's some type of perfume mixed with it. At baptism, somehow, you can smell it sometimes. And now you put on the forehead of the baby. But you have to be careful what you put on your face, too, you know. I remember, because the Catholic Charities luncheon is coming up. And one time when I was a pastor here, an elderly lady, I don't even know who she was, she won a box, but this box was cologne and aftershave for men. So she said to me, "Here, you take it. I don't have any men around." So I took it. So the next day, on Sunday, I put some on my hand and I went like this, you know. And I went downstairs. The first one that saw me was Father Vic. He said, "Have you been smoking?" And then Father Eugene, the same thing. "Have you been smoking?" I said, "Smoking? I quit a long time ago." So I went upstairs, washed my face. I never used it again. Anyway, it denotes, as you see the baby at baptism, being anointed on his forehead and his breast or her breast. It is the power of God, the Spirit, taking possession of that little baby. God chose David, and we are chosen too, filled with the Spirit and inducted in the service of Jesus. For a uniform, St. Paul says, we are given grace. For a rifle, we are given a cross. And we are sent to live and to proclaim the good news of the gospel. At baptism, our Christian life begins a long journey of learning to live in communion with God and with God's people. We were darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. Now we have to be patient with God. You know, some people want everything all at one time. That's even in our spiritual life sometimes. Because the humans get really tense because they can't understand fully everything all at one time. Well, it takes time. Look at what happened to the man. First he called him Jesus, and then he called him Messiah, and then he called him Lord. And when he was asked if he can see, the first thing he said, I can see people in the Gospel of Luke. I can see people, he told Jesus, but they look like trees. So Jesus touched his eyes again, and he said, now I can see clearly. Same thing to me when I have the second eye done in the end of April. Then probably I'll be able to see on a clear day. I can see forever. Anyway, we have to be patient with God. Remember that we were darkness. When we first are exposed to light, we don't see so well at once. All we have is to do to trust Jesus Christ. And slowly but surely, it will bring us to the holy mountain. So catechumens, as I said, have to be patient. That's why it's a long program, really. Little by little, the mysteries are uncovered to them. And then finally, they join us on the Easter Vigil. Any ministry that we do, it has to grow in us, little by little. That reminds me of a newly ordained priest. He went to the bishop. He said, I know, I like what I am doing, he said, but, you know, on the pulpit, I go blank. As the bishop said, it has to take time. First, you have to put the people at ease, and then you start your sermon. So the bishop gave him an example. He said, for example, next Sunday is Our Lady of the Rosary. So you start with a little story, very short. It says, say to the people, I am in love with a married woman whose name is Mary. And then you go into the homily about the Holy Rosary. Oh, he said, I think I can do that. So he went the next week and he said, the bishop is in love with a married woman and I forgot her name. So what really I mean is be patient with God. From blindness, the man comes by degree, as I said, to the fullness of faith. He became, little by little, to realize and to see who this man is. Jesus said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and is the one speaking with you." He said, "I do believe, Lord." And the gospel said, he worshipped him. You see, little by little, he came to the top of the mountain. People want to see and to discern between good and evil. You know, there are people in the world who stay away from God for so long that St. Paul says, time will come when they cannot discern anymore between good and evil. Look at the ISIS. Everything is good for them. They think they are doing it for God. Not so. They are blind, as the Pharisees were. So we have to keep in touch with Jesus so that we can discern and distinguish what is good and what is evil. People want to see Jesus in us. Mother Teresa says, people ought to be able to meet Jesus in us. By what we say, by what we do, by the way we live. Remember that the Christian is never on leave. Wherever you are a Christian. And don't do any disservice to that belief that you have in your Lord and Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.